Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yeah. Sure.
I believe the Lord wants you to know that you can speak to the existence in other people's lives and motivate the spirit to jump upon them and start living through them. God's a God of hope, and He hopes every day that we trust Him. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sam's been feeling under the weather for a few days. He doesn't have COVID, so don't worry if he comes around with the offering. You know, he's doing better, but he still don't feel real good. Praise God. Well, I'd like to tell everybody Happy Mother's Day. And, you know, the thing about Mother's Day is you have natural mothers, you have spiritual mothers, and you have people that are just friends and they're mothers to you sometimes. And you know, and we need to bless everyone like that, you know. I had a, excuse me, I had a praying mother, and many a time did she pray for me. And many a time, even when I was sick, she prayed for me a lot of times, and I got better. So I knew the power of God, and I know prayer really works. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about prayer this morning. I'm actually going to read you some little stories, okay? I'm not going to try to keep you real long because I want you to go out and just love on your mothers or love on your wives or whatever it is, because they need to be loved on today. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to have your way this morning. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I was kind of questioning why you were sending me in a direction of prayer rather than just talking about mothers and Mother's Day today. And after we got into Sunday school, then I began to realize that this is what you wanted me to do. And I know sometimes I question you when I shouldn't, because you know exactly what you're doing, Father, and I thank you. And I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for everything that happens here today and whoever hears this message out on the internet. And I ask you to bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. An elderly gentleman passed his granddaughter's room one night and overheard her I didn't take my allergy pill this morning. Margaret asked me if I took it, but I didn't take it. An elderly gentleman passed his granddaughter's room one night and overheard her repeating the alphabet in an oddly reverent way. He asked her, "What on earth are you up to?" She explained, "I'm saying my prayers, but I can't think of exactly the right words tonight, so I'm just saying all the letters." The title to my sermon today is "He Knows What You Have Need Of." And you know, I think that's really cute because that's childlike faith. I don't know how to phrase what I'm trying to say, Lord, so I'm just going to say the alphabet, and I'm going to let you put all the letters where they belong. Wow, what a tremendous, what kind of faith does it take even to say that? Praise the Lord. You know, I like this little story here about prayer. It says, "I like a story that illustrates prayer coupled with a sort of persistent action." Now, this one, I was a little questioned as why the Lord gave me this one. "I knew a little girl in the neighborhood who believed strongly in the power of prayer. Her current concept was a trap that her brother had made to catch birds. Being a bird lover herself, she prayed that God would frustrate her brother's design and he would be unsuccessful in his plan. She had shared how hard she was praying. One day, she ran into her friend, And she told her about her prayers, and he observed a particular radiance on her face. He said to her, "Julia, you look so pleased. Are you still confident that your prayers will be answered?" Julia smiled with a knowing smile and reported, "I know for sure that my prayers will be answered. Yesterday, I kicked all my brother's traps to pieces." Sometimes God answers prayer in strange ways. I like that. I'm not suggesting that you do that, but I got a kick out of that one. This particular little story here is called Even the Animals. Once upon a time, there was a man who went hunting. He was hunting bears. As he trudged through the forest looking for the bears, he came upon a large, steep hill. He climbed a hill, and just as he pulled himself up over the last outcropping of rocks, a huge bear met him nose to nose. The bear roared fiercely. The man was so scared that he lost his balance and fell down the hill, with the bear not far behind. On the trip down the hill, the man lost his gun. When he finally stopped trembling, he found that he had a broken leg. Escape was impossible. So the man, who had never been particularly religious, in fact, he was hunting on Sunday morning, prayed, "God, if you will make this bear a Christian, I will be happy with whatever lot you give me for the rest of my life." The bear was no more than 3 feet away from the man when it stopped dead in its tracks, looked up into the heavens, then fell to its knees and prayed in a loud voice, "Lord, bless this food with which I am about to receive." It makes me laugh. Okay. I have a friend who took his 6-year-old boy fishing with him one day. He put out the line and went up to the cabin, and after an hour they went back down to the river to see if they had caught anything. Sure enough, there were several fish on the line. The boy said, "I knew there would be, Daddy." The father asked, "Well, how did you know?" He replied, "Because I prayed about it." So they baited the hooks again and put out the line and went back up to the cabin for supper. After they went back to the river again, where the there were fish on the line. And the boy said, "I knew it." And the father said, "How?" "I prayed again." So they put the line back in the river and went to the cabin before bedtime. They went down again. This time there was no fish. The child said, "I knew there wouldn't be." And the father asked, "Well, how did you know?" The boy said, "Because I didn't pray this time." And the father asked, "Well, why didn't you pray?" And the boy said, "Because I remembered that we forgot to bait the hooks." So sometimes you have a part even in your prayers in getting them answered. You got to bait the hooks sometimes. Okay. I think this is very prevalent here for what we were discussing in the back room today. And this one is called Prayer in Congress. When Edward Everett Hale, as chaplain of the U.S. Senate, someone asked him, "Do you pray for the senators?" Dr. Hale replied, "No, I look at the senators and pray for the country." Amen to that. Boy, I tell you. This next one is an answer to prayer. And this goes with what Clyde said back there this morning a little bit. Shortly after Dallas Theological Seminary was founded in 1924, it almost came to the point of bankruptcy. All the creditors were going to foreclose at noon on a particular day. The morning they met in the president's office for prayer that God would provide. In the prayer meeting, a man by the name of Harry Ironside, when it was his turn to pray, he prayed in his characteristic manner, "Lord, we know that the cattle on a thousand hills are yours, are thine. Please sell some of them and give us some money." While they were praying, a tall Texan with boots on an open collar stepped up to the business office and said, "I just sold 2 carloads of cattle in Fort Worth, and I've been trying to make a business deal, but it fell through, and I felt compelled to give the money to the seminary. I don't know if you need it or not, but here's the check." A little secretary took the check, knowing how critical things were financially, and went to the door of the prayer meeting and timidly tapped. When she finally got a response, Dr. Schaefer took the check out of her hand. Excuse me. It was the exact amount of the debt. Then he looked at the name on the name, and he recognized the cattleman of Fort Worth. Turning to Dr. Ironsides, he said, "Harry, God sold the cattle." I like that. You know what? God can sell the cattle anytime he wants to. You know, and the next thing I'm going to share here, and this is all I'm going to share with you this morning, because I want you guys to go out and do something and have a good time and do something with your mothers or whatever. But this is the last thing. And we used to sing this song, and it goes like this. "Sometimes I bow beneath a heavy load. On bended knees to God again I pray. As I knelt there on the floor, he reminded me once more that the answer was already on the way. Oh yes, the answer was already on the way. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Our Heavenly Father knows our need before we pray, and we can rest assured the answer is on the way. If there are special needs in your life, my friend, and you're seeking for an answer every day, if by faith you'll start believing, very soon you'll start receiving. For the answer is already on the way." And you know, that's the way it is with God. A lot of times we get impatient and we want God to do it our way, and a lot of times he does it an entirely different way than what we would even imagine. You know, I don't know how many times God's met me in ways that I've prayed about things and came from the least expected place where the answer came from, you know, a lot of times. But I'm going to tell you, he is faithful. And I will say this concerning mothers. I am so, so glad I had a praying mother. I know she prayed for us all the time. And, you know, she was very receptive spiritually. And I know I miss those prayers, but I'm sure she's praying on the other side spiritually for us, so to speak. And she prayed for everybody. And sometimes if she'd call the house or something as she got older and we'd be out or gone someplace, she'd worry that something went wrong, you know. And she'd go to prayer. And a lot of times I believe that probably because she went to prayer, nothing did go wrong, you know. But I'm like Clyde, Mother's Day is a kind of a hard day because you miss your mother. You know, and for many years, Mother was my best friend too, you know, spiritually speaking, because I could talk to her about the Lord. She knew the deep things of God. And, you know, I remember going up to her house one time on a Mother's Day and sitting down and talking with her. And this was many years ago, and we're sitting there and we're talking. And all of a sudden, a realization hit me that I was no longer the student and that she was being taught by me. And it kind of makes me cry, because when I think of that, you know, sometimes
as being a parent, what you really want is your kids to surpass you. And, you know, I found after that a lot of times she would sit and listen to me more than me sitting listening to her. And she would ask me questions and things. And I'm not saying that she didn't know the answer, because I think sometimes with being a parent, if you're a wise parent, even if you know the answer, you want to hear it come from them, you know. And I just thank God for mothers, because you only have one mother in your lifetime in the natural. And you have a lot of spiritual mothers sometimes, and they're just as important. But I just want you all to know that go out and have, even if your mother's already gone, you know, and she's not around, say a little prayer for her. Thank God for her today, because you were blessed. You were extremely blessed. And that's all I had to share with you today. But I wanted you to know that God answers prayers sometimes not in the ways that you expect them to be answered, and not with... not always with the answer that you want, even, too. A lot of times it's entirely different. But I'm going to tell you what, prayer changes things. And you can never pray too much. And I think when it says that pray, when Scripture says pray without ceasing, you can have an attitude of prayer to where you're acknowledging God in everything you do, and even asking Him, what would you have me do in this situation or that situation? But that's all I had to share with you. If you all stand, if I thought we could sing this song, we could sing it. You remember the words of that song, Joey? The answer is already on the way. We used to sing it pretty much years and years ago. That might have been when you was a little girl, even. Might have been. Yeah, Mark. Yeah, Brenda, come on up and we'll pray for your niece. Yeah.
I know John, the Byers have a relationship with his son, but he hadn't had one for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes God answers prayers in ways you aren't expecting.
Right.
And he now is having a relationship with his son. It's a hard relationship.
Yeah.
But he's having a relationship.
That's good.
And you know, John's a type A personality. He's a go-getter. He never stops all day. He fixes problems. He can't fix this problem quickly. And so I've told him, you know, that he needs to even just be mindful of how God is telling him to deal with this situation, and to go slow and to not try to fix everything. And he's having to go totally against his natural personality to try to deal with this situation. And all that'll happen from it is he'll grow in the relationship with his son and just in general, because he's had to kind of change a little bit of how he is. But, you know, I've been praying for him a lot, John and his son, you know, and it's just one of those things that, you know, sometimes the answer to your prayer is a hard road, but it is what you, it will end up being what it's supposed to be,
right.
And God will be there with you through it.
Amen. That's good. Amen. Anybody else got anything to want to say?
The Lord answered. I don't even know if I asked the Lord, but there's all these dead trees behind our house,
uh-huh.
And Clyde and I have been thinking, that one's going to go down and it's going to hit something. Yeah, well, like I said, I don't even know if I said, Lord, they concern me, because I'm out there a lot, and so are people on
right. Lawnmower.
Well, the wind blew it down the other day, and the condo people came around and said, that one's rotten, and we need to take them out, and it's like,
well, you know, it's like the little boy or little girl where it was in there praying the alphabet, you know. he knows what we need, you know, and the answer's on the way. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anybody come on up that wants to pray over Brenda, feel free. Well, please.
Any of the cloths?
Oh, sure. I think we still have some. I think we do. Yeah. Yeah, I believe we got a few left. Do you want me to put some oil on it or not? Okay, I'll put some oil on it then.
Her mom used to come down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her mom and I used to pray together. Yeah. I didn't know she, but she said, I remember being in the other room playing, and you and my mom would be, because her mom would call and she'd say, what are you doing? We'll get together and pray. And I said, yes.
Yeah.
And she said, y'all be sitting with your backs against the bed and sometimes laid across the bed.
Yeah.
And she remembered us praying together.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yes.
So you
she
know,
came down and baptized her.
Yeah.
Baptized me and buddy,
I'm not going to put a lot of this on there. I'm just put a little bit, and we're going to pray, and we're going to say, Lord, this is a type of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We know that your Spirit is sometimes we need just a point of reference in things, and we're just going to believe that as she puts this on her body,
yes,
that your Spirit will just move and flow upon her, Lord. And Father, we just pray over this cloth right now in Jesus' name. We just ask you, Father, to let your anointing just be a point of reference, and that your Holy Spirit would just move. And you are the healer, Father. And we know that you can, and we know that you do heal. And we're going to believe that you will heal in Jesus' name, Father. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we just thank you ahead of time, Father.
Yes.
And let even this situation here be something that will draw her closer to you, a deeper commitment to your Spirit.
Yes.
And that, Father, as you touch her life, she'll come to even a greater awareness of you,
yes,
and a fulfillment of everything that you've called her to do, even in your kingdom. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Just give that to her. And all right, God bless you. Yeah. Tell her we love her. And you know that we'll keep her in prayer.